reach the Usher residence. Please leave a message at the tone. Thank you.
Hi, honey. It's about 8:30, and I'm going to be here for a while. The presentation didn't go so well. Call me. I love you. Bye.
Guess who I ran into from our class at Quantico? Marty Neal.
J. Edgar Jr.?
Just got bumped up. Foreign Counterintelligence, New York City Bureau. Supervisory Special Agent.
Supervisory?
That's right.
2 years out of the academy? How do you land that?
You lucked into the World Trade Center bombing.
Well, good for Marty.
Oh, come on, Dana. The guy is a loser. Look where he is now. It's where we should be.
Brad Wilson told me the psychological profile you wrote on the Washington Crossing killer led them straight to the suspect. Word has it, you're on the violent crime section's fast track.
So how are you doing? Have you had any close encounters of the third kind?
Is that what everyone thinks I do?
No, of course not. But you do work with Spooky Mulder.
Mulder's ideas may be a bit out there, but he is a great agent.
Yeah, well, I've got this case that's out there. Baltimore PD calls. They want our help on a serial killer profile. 3 murders began 6 weeks ago. Victims vary in age, race, gender, no known connections to each other.
I take it there's a pattern.
Point of entry. Actually, the lack of one.
What do you mean?
One victim. College girl. Killed in her 10x12 cinder block dorm room. She was found with the windows locked and the door chained from the inside. The last incident, 2 days ago. High security office building. Nothing on the security monitors. Janitor spoke to the victim minutes before the murder. Didn't hear or see a thing out of the ordinary.
Suicide?
Each victim was found with their liver ripped out. No cutting tool was used.
Bare hands? This looks like an X-File.
Let's not get carried away. I'm going to solve these murders, but what I would like from you is to go over the case histories. Maybe come down to the crime scene.
Do you want me to ask Mulder?
Okay, if he wants to come and do you a favor, great. But make sure he knows this is my case. Dana, if I can break a case like this one, I'll be getting my bump up the ladder. And you, maybe you won't have to be Mrs. Spooky anymore.
Why didn't they ask me?
They're friends of mine from the academy. I'm sure they just felt more comfortable talking to me.
Why would I make them so uncomfortable?
It probably has to do with your reputation.
Reputation? I have a reputation?
Mulder, look, Colton plays by the book and you don't. They feel your methods, your theories are...
spooky? Do you think I'm spooky?
Agent Scully's in here, sir.
Dana. Sorry I'm late.
We just got here. Fox Mulder. Tom Colton.
So, Mulder, what do you think? Does this look like the work of Little Green Man?
Gray.
Excuse me?
Gray. You said Green Man. A reticulant skin tone is actually gray. They're notorious for their extraction of terrestrial human livers due to iron depletion in the reticulum galaxy.
You can't be serious.
Do you have any idea what liver and onions go for on reticulum? Excuse me.
Dana, I've been thinking about this and I have a theory. It might explain a lot. And tell me what you think. What if the guy enters the building? What in the hell's he doing? That vent is 6 inches by about 18. Even if a reticulant could crawl through, it's screwed in place.
This is the print I took yesterday from Usher's office. These others are from an X-file. It's 10 murders, Baltimore area. Undetermined points of entry. Each victim had their liver removed. These prints were discovered at 5 of the 10 crime scenes.
10 murders. Colton never mentioned...
Most likely he's unaware of them. These two prints were lifted 5 years before he was born at Powhatan Mill. And these three were lifted probably 5 years before his mother was even born.
Are you saying these prints are from the 1960s and the 1930s?
And fingerprinting was just coming into its own in 1903, but there was a murder involving an extracted liver.
Of course.
Now that's 5 murders every 30 years. That makes 2 more to go this year.
You're saying these are copycats.
What did we learn our first day at the academy, Scully? Each fingerprint is unique. These are a perfect match.
Are you suggesting that I go before the violent crime section and present a profile declaring that these murders are done by aliens?
No, of course not. I find no evidence of alien involvement.
Well, what then? That this is the work of a 100-year-old serial killer who's capable of overpowering a healthy 6'2" businessman?
And he should stick out in a crowd with 10-inch fingers.
Look, bottom line, this is Colton's case.
Our X-file dates back to 1903. We had it first.
Mulder, they don't want you involved. They don't want to hear your theories. That's why Blevins has you hidden away down here.
You're down here, too. Look, why don't we agree to this? They'll have their investigation, we'll have ours, and never the twain shall meet. Agreed?
After a careful review of the violent and powerful nature of these murders, I believe the killer to be a male, 25 to 35 years of age, with above average intelligence. His manner of entry has so far been undetectable. This may be due to his superior knowledge of the inner structure of buildings and ductworks, or that he in fact hides in plain sight, posing as delivery or maintenance workers. The extraction of the liver is the most significant detail of these crimes. The liver possesses regenerative qualities. It cleanses the blood. The taking of this trophy is the transferring act for the killer to cleanse himself of his own impurities. I think he is acting under the classic form of obsessive compulsive behavior. Now, since the victims are unrelated and we cannot predict who will be next, we must utilize the fact that a killer will not always succeed in finding a victim. When this occurs, a serial killer may return in frustration to the site of a previous murder, hoping to recapture the emotional high. I think our best course of action is to target these sites.
Good job, Agent Scully. If there are no objections, I'd like to begin our stakeouts of the murder sites tonight. We're looking for a male, 25 to 35, possibly wearing a uniform, gas company, UPS, whatever. I know you're assigned to another area, Scully, but if you don't mind some overtime, you're welcome to come aboard with us on this. That is, if you don't mind working in an area that's a bit more down to earth.
Position 10, I copy.
Shoot an unarmed man, would you, copper?
Mulder, what the hell are you doing here?
He's not coming back here. His thrill is derived from the challenge of a seemingly impossible entry. He's already beaten this place. If you'd read the X-File on the case, you'd come to the same conclusion.
Mulder, you are jeopardizing my stakeout.
See? You're wasting your time. I'm going home.
Is your full name Eugene Victor Toombs?
Yes.
Are you a resident of the state of Maryland?
Yes.
Are you an employee of the Baltimore Municipal Animal Control?
Yes.
Is it your intent to lie to me about anything here today?
No.
Were you ever enrolled in college?
Yes.
Were you ever enrolled in medical school?
No.
Have you ever removed a liver from a human being?
No.
Have you ever killed a living creature?
Yes.
Have you ever killed a human being? Were you ever in George Usher's office?
No.
Did you kill George Usher?
No.
Are you over 100 years old?
That must be a control question.
I had her ask it.
No.
Have you ever been to Powhatan Mill?
Yes.
1933?
No.
Are you afraid you might fail this test?
Well, yes, because I didn't do anything.
He nailed it. A plus. As far as I'm concerned, the subject did not kill those two people.
Maintenance people at the office building confirmed a call to animal control regarding a bad smell. They found a dead cat in the ventilation ducts on the second floor.
Well, that's that.
It still doesn't explain what he was doing there that late at night.
So he's one of the few civil servants we have with initiative, and we busted him for it.
He was crawling up an air duct by himself without alerting security.
Dana, he passed the test. His story checks out. He's not the guy. It doesn't mean that your profile's incorrect.
Scully's right. It is the guy.
What do you got, Mulder?
He lied on questions 11 and 13. His electrodermal and cardiographic response nearly go off the chart.
Is number 11 the 100-year-old question? Well, let me tell you, I had a reaction to that stupid question. And what the hell is this Powhatan Mill thing?
Two murders with matching M.O.s occurred in Powhatan Mill in 1933. Just look at the chart.
My interpretation of those reactions...
I don't need you or that machine telling me if Toombs was alive in 33.
He's the guy.
I'm letting him go.
You coming?
Tom, I want to thank you for letting me put in some time with the VCS. But I am officially assigned to the X-Files.
I'll see what I can do about that.
Tom, I can look out for myself.
You said Mulder was out there. That guy's insane.
You knew they wouldn't believe you. Why did you push it?
Maybe I thought you caught the right guy. And maybe I run into so many people who are hostile just because they can't open their minds to the possibilities that sometimes the need to mess with their heads outweighs the millstone of humiliation.
It seems like you were acting very territorial. I don't know, forget it.
Of course I was. In our investigations, you may not always agree with me, but at least you respect the journey. And if you want to continue working with them, I won't hold it against you.
I don't know. You must have something more than your polygraph interpretation to back up this bizarre theory, and I have to see what it is.
These are Eugene Toombs' prints. This is the fingerprint they took from Usher's office. It matches the old ones from the X-Files. Obviously no match. What if, somehow...
How could that be?
The only thing I know for certain is they let him go.
Thank you. 64 inches from the south wall.
Let's run a check on liver transplants in the next 24 hours. Maybe this thing is black market.
Come on, it was ripped out of there.
Look, at this point, I'm willing to give any theory a shot. Any sane theory. I'm sorry, Dana, but I only want qualified members of the investigating team at the crime scene.
What's the matter, Colton? You worried I'm going to solve your case?
Tom, we have authorized access to this crime scene. A report of you obstructing another officer's investigation might stick out on your personnel file.
Look, Dana, whose side are you on?
The victim's.
Inches from the fireplace?
The victim is a Thomas Werner, single, white...
It's Tombs. And he took something.
Baltimore PD checked out Tombs' apartment. It was a cover. No one has ever lived there, and he hasn't shown up for work since he was arrested.
I found him. How do we learn about the present? We look to the past. I think this is where it all began in 1903 on Exeter Street. Now look at the address of that first murder in 1903.
Apartment 203. He killed the guy above him.
Maybe his neighbor played the Victrola too loud.
Well, this must be Tombs' great-grandfather.
What about the prints?
Genetics might explain the patterns. It also might explain the sociopathic attitudes and behaviors. It begins with one family member who raises an offspring, who raises the next child.
So what is this, the anti-Waltons?
Well, what do you think?
I think what we have to do is track Eugene Tombs. There's four down and one to go this year. If we don't get him right now, the next chance we're going to get is in...
2023.
And you're going to be head of the bureau by then. So I think you have to go through the census. I'm going to plow through this century's marriage, birth, death certificates. And do you have any Dramamine on you by any chance? Because these things make me seasick.
He disappeared off the face of the earth. You?
Never was born, never married, never died.
At least in Baltimore County. No, I did find one thing, though. It's the current address of the investigating officer of the Powhatan Mill murders in 1933.
I've been waiting 25 years for you.
Sir?
I called it quits in 1968 after 45 years as a cop. And those killings at Powhatan Mill. I was a sheriff then, and I had seen my share of murders. Bloody ones. But I could go home and pitch a few baseballs to my kid and never give it a second thought. You gotta be able to do that. You'd go crazy, right? But those murders in Powhatan Mill, when I walked into that room, my heart went cold. My hands numbed. I could feel it.
Feel what, Frank?
When I first heard about the death camps in 1945, I remembered Powhatan Mill. When I see the Kurds and the Bosnians, that room is there, I tell you. It's like all the horrible acts that humans are capable of somehow gave birth to some kind of human monster. That's why I say I've been waiting for you. There's a box in the trunk here. Get it for me, would you please? Now this is all the evidence I've collected, officially and unofficially.
Unofficially?
I knew that the murders in 63 were by the same person as in 33. But by then, they had me on a desk pushing papers and they wouldn't let me anywhere near the case.
A piece of the removed liver?
Yes. But you know, that's not the only trophy he took with him. Family members reported small personal effects missing in each case. A hairbrush in the Walters murder. A coffee mug in the Taylor murder.
Have you ever heard the name Eugene Victor Toombs?
When they wouldn't bring me aboard in 63, I did some of my own work. I took these surveillance pictures. And this is Toombs. Of course, that was him 30 years ago. And this is the apartment where he lived. It was located at
66 Exeter Street?
Right. That's it. Right there.
Here's 103.
The old man was right. You can feel it. Check this out. It's down here.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Thank you.
Just an old coal cellar.
Somebody having a garage sale? This is the shape on Werner's mantle.
Frank said he collected trophies.
Does he live in here?
It looks like the wall's deteriorating.
No, somebody made it. This is a nest. Look. It's made out of rags and newspapers.
This looks like the opening. Think there's anything inside?
Oh, my God, Mulder. It smells like... I think it's bile.
Is there any way I can get off my fingers quickly without betraying my cool exterior?
No one could live in this.
I don't think it's where he lives. I think it's where he hibernates.
Hibernates?
Just listen. What if some genetic mutation could allow a man to awaken every 30 years?
Mulder.
And what if the five livers could provide him sustenance for that period? What if Toombs is some kind of 20th century genetic mutant?
In any case, he's not here now, and he's got to come back.
Well, we're going to need a surveillance team.
Yeah, that'll take some finagling.
Well, you go downtown and see what you can finagle, and I'll keep watch.
Oh, wait. I'm snagged on something. Oh, it's okay. I got it.
It's about time.
Again.
Eugene Toombs. He's unarmed, but consider him dangerous. Scully and I will be back to relieve you in 8 hours if he doesn't show. Right here.
You got it. Spooky.
We have to talk.
I have to meet Mulder.
That's what we have to talk about. You're using two of my men to sit in front of a building that's been condemned for 10 years?
It isn't in any way interfering with your investigation.
When we first had lunch, I really looked forward to working with you. You were a good agent. But now, after Mulder, I couldn't have you far enough away. Don't bother going down there. I had the stakeout called off.
You can't do that.
No, I can't, but my regional ASAC can, especially after I told him about the irresponsible waste in man hours. Let me call Mulder. Let me tell him the news.
Is this what it takes to climb the ladder, Colton?
All the way to the top.
Then I can't wait till you fall off and land on your ass.
This is Fox Mulder. I'm not here. Leave a message. Scully. This is Fox Mulder. I'm not here. Leave a message.
Mulder, you must have gone out since Colton gave us the night off, so we file a complaint against him. I am furious. Call me when you get in. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Damn it, answer! Quota this year. Look at him. He's building another nest.
You'll be interested to know that I've ordered some genetic tests. The preliminary medical exam revealed quite abnormal development in the muscular and skeletal systems, as well as a continually declining metabolic rate. It dips way below the levels registered in deep sleep. Did you hear what I said, Mulder?
All these people putting bars on their windows. Spending good money on high-tech security systems, trying to feel safe. I look at this guy and I think, it ain't enough.
Thank you.